Gospel according to Luke, the 17th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your slave, who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here at once and take your place at the table'? Would you not rather say to him, 'Prepare supper for me, put on your apron and serve me while I eat and drink. Later you may eat and drink.' Do you thank the slave for doing what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were ordered to do, say, 'We are worthless slaves. We have done only what we ought to have done.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. All right, I have pieces of paper. I need to pass them out to everyone. Everyone needs a yellow piece of paper and a white piece of paper. Do I have someone who's willing to hand these out? Yes, that means I'm going to put you to work. Interactive sermon time. There should be little pencils. Now hold on to those. I'll tell you what to do with them. So with any luck, you have pencils or you have pens. So toward the end, I'll tell you what to do. Don't worry, I'm not going to be asking you to write your life history or anything like that on them. It's okay. Make sure you take one of each for yourselves, too.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I'll take it back here.
Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. The apostles said to our Lord, "Increase our faith." And once again, he must have said, they are asking the wrong question. Because he said, "If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey." In another one of the Gospels, we were told about the size of a mustard seed. We know it is a very small seed. Very small. And that it grows into a large bush. I've read several commentators who talk about and argue about what this mustard was. But the bottom line is, this mustard is a weed. If you had faith the size of a weed seed. Now, how many of you are gardeners? What likes to grow best, the seed that you planted or the weed? The weed. How diligent do you have to be in uprooting the weeds?
Every day.
How about dandelions?
Oh, my word.
Oh, my word, it says Anne. Yes, because you can lop the top off of them, and what happens? They keep coming back over and over and over again. And why? Why does cutting the top off a dandelion do no good in eradicating that weed?
The roots don't grow.
Exactly. They have very, very deep roots. And you have to dig out the root, or it keeps coming back. So, think of it this way. If you had faith the size of a very small weed seed, what does that mean? It endures, exactly, that it grows deep roots, that it is hard to eradicate. Does your faith feel like that? Does it feel like it has those deep roots? Now I hear silence.
Well, it probably does if it keeps back. If it keeps you going all the time, then you believe in it.
Exactly. Exactly. Think about all the things that we endure every day. And then the big traumas that we endure. As you are probably aware, I just came from back-to-back conferences. I know it sounded like a good idea to put First Call Theological at the very back end as soon as the theological conference ended, dealing with trauma, individual and collective trauma, and its impact on individuals and congregations. And then at the very back of that, as soon as one ended, the other began as we talked about diversity, equity, and inclusion. And I listened to stories of trauma and hurt and pain that have been caused because of COVID, because of death, because of. And I thought, and the thing is, you have gone through all of this and you are still here. What does that say about your faith? What does that say about your endurance and your resilience? It says we have faith at least the size of a tiny weed seed that endures despite all that happens to us. So, if we have that tiny bit of faith, what more faith do we need? According to our gospel lesson, that's all that we need. Is that tiny bit of faith. Because it's not about the quantity of our faith. It is in whom do we have faith? In whom do we place our trust? And what do we do with the faith that we have? When you look back on our first reading, we are told the righteous live by faith. As the prophet said, look at the proud. Their spirit is not right in them. But the righteous live by their faith. The proud do not have the right spirit because their trust is in themselves. And the righteous trust in whom? The Almighty. Exactly. The Almighty trust in God. And even if it's just a little bit of faith, a little bit of trust, that's all that is needed, as long as our trust is in God. And so what do we do with that little bit of faith? We grow. We don't keep it buried. We step out in faith. We step out in trust, believing that God is with us, believing that God is going to help us to continue to endure. When you look at our second reading, the writer of that epistle said, "But I am not ashamed, for I know the one in whom I have put my trust, and I am sure that he is able to guard until that day, what I have entrusted to him." stating he's placed his faith in God and knows that God is faithful. So this is when it's time to look at those pieces of paper. There are different colors because I want you to do different things with them. With the white one, what I would like you to do is to find a pen or pencil and write on this white one one thing that you need to do in your life to step out in faith. One thing that you need to do in your life to step out in faith. How do you live out that small weed seed of faith? So you can just write a few words. This particular one is for you. The other one is for me. Because on your other piece of paper, what I would like you to write is, what do we as a church need to do to step out in faith? What do we as a faith community need to do to step out in that little weed seed of faith? And that one I would like you to drop into the collection plates on your way out, because I'd like to hear your thoughts about what we need to do as God's church. How do we show each other and the world that we have placed our trust in our Almighty God, having placed our faith in that Almighty God? What do we need to do to step out in faith? Our gospel lesson ends with a rather sobering statement. So when you've done all that you were ordered to do, say, we are worthless slaves. We've done only what we ought to have done. That's difficult for us to think of. But what it's reminding us is that all that we have comes from God. All that we have needs to be used in service to God through service to our neighbor. Our lives are to be spent that way as well. And at the end, if we can come before God and say, we've done only what we ought to have done. We placed our trust in you. We put our faith in you. We've done everything that you've asked us to do. I believe that our God's message to us will be, and well done, good and faithful servant. Amen. Let us join together in our hymn of the day, We Walk By.